Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
EcoWater SoCal also brings you the Manager's Report with Mike Schill. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal keeping it soft since 1925. And we welcome in the skipper of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schill, here on a Friday morning. Mike, good to have you back on. And how you been this week?
Everything's been good. Good to catch up with you guys.
You too, man. Now, listen, I asked you about it last year when it happened. I had to ask you right off the shoot. I loved your ejection. I texted you, actually, after your ejection in New York, and I thought it was electric. It was an electric victory. The fellas came back, and, of course, the next day, our pal John Boy up in New York puts out the lip-reading thing. I watched it 50 times. I have to ask you, did you watch it? You lived it, but did you go back and watch it?
Somebody sent it to me. I watched it just for curiosity about what's being said, but I didn't really dive into it. I kind of knew what happened.
I got to tell you, I've been dying to talk to you because I missed you when I was out of town surprising my dad. The glasses throw was epic. It was one of the most epic things I think I've ever seen from a skipper. And the thing that fascinated me the most is you were not up there complaining about balls and strikes, of which there had been some really bad calls, and you weren't up there actually complaining about the pitch. Can you talk a little bit about why that's so important to you? And once you said it, we noticed. Man, he's right. Like, they don't bark at the umpires a lot. They're actually a really cool team as far as the way that you guys treat umpires. That's something that you've kind of talked to the guys about, instilled in them?
It's something I believe in. It's something that's not hard. We've got a bunch of good guys, high-character guys that, you know, recognize that, you know, everybody's got a job to do. It can be hard, including umpires. And, you know, we try to talk to them, work with them, and our guys do a really good job. Teams I've had historically have always done that. You know, the respect factor there in a job that is really a challenging job, and, you know, a lot of the conversations have and should take place in a very professional way. Where do you have it? What do you think? You know, more nuanced that people watching the game don't necessarily see or recognize. You know, and so, but, you know, we have our human moments and, but, you know, like Toddy had his first ejection, grew up in the game clearly with his dad.
Yep.
You know, knows how to go about things, knows how to, you know, one of the things that we also do is, you know, we put up, a little bio with the umpires before the game in the dugout that says, hey, this is, you know, ex umpire. You know, his number of years he has in the league, this little personal background on him. And our guys, you know, they talk to him. We're not trying to curry any favor. We're just trying to, you know, make sure that we humanize him and we are able to talk to him. But in Toddy's case, like I said, he's been in the game a long time, been around the game and took exception with some calls and, you know, said something to, you know, as he was walking away with his head turned in a very non-demonstrative manner without raising his voice or making any, you know, real scene. And You know, the umpire had a human moment, threw him out, and at that point, you know, the glasses came off.
Glasses came off. I love it. I wanted to ask you about something that sometimes I think gets overlooked in baseball, but is so important, especially on the big league level. That is resiliency. Every team is mm-hmm. going to suffer painful losses, like the one you had against the Angels earlier this week. And what defines teams often is, how do they bounce back from those? And, of course, your team came back and won the next two games and won the series. How do you manage that? When your team takes a gut punch, I mean, do you ignore it? Do you say something to the players afterwards? How does that go when the moments are low, as does happen during a long season?
And that's just life, right? I mean, that's life. That's baseball. That's individuals. That's teams. That's really a part of what defines you and how you handle things. You know, what do you say? You know, listen, you got a group of guys that are extremely invested in each other, extremely invested in the preparation, the dedication, the competition to every day to winning games. And, you know, when a game gets, you know, doesn't go your way, especially at the end, it hurts. So, you know, you basically, what do you say? You know, you pat guys in the back and, you know, they know, we know, like, listen, there's no guarantees in this game. That's what makes sport and our game so fun, but also can be so challenging, you know? So, you know, we know who we are. We know how we compete. We know how we prepare. And when it doesn't work out, especially at the end, you know, where it can really hurt even more, you move on. You know that you've done it. You know, everybody gave their best bolt. And you peg each other in the back and you show up the next day and you get after it like, you know, you do what it takes to win that day's game. And that's more or less how it works.
Talking to Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning, and you talk about guarantees in sports, and you know, Robert Suarez has been one of the easiest guarantees so far, and to watch the wheels come off a little bit, you know, and for him to get right back on the horse a couple days later, no sweat, you know, nails it down. That was obviously important to see. But for you, when you're watching an inning like that, and it starts to unravel a little bit, we said it the next day on the air, Schilty, and I understand it. Like, I'm going to give that guy a shot to figure it out. You know, yeah, he walked three guys in a row, but if there's anybody that's proven that they can do it, it's Robert Suarez, and to figure it out in an instant, he didn't that night, but he did a couple days later. For you watching that happen, I mean, it had to have been a little bit jarring because he's been so electric and locked in all season long.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, part of the art to this. You know, listen, like we talk about, they're men, not machines. I know there's always a knee-jerk reaction. I don't know that actually. My guess is, you know, specific a little bit to the question is, and understandably, people watch, get him out of there, get him out of there, get him out of there, you know, starter, get him out of there, get him out of there. What are you doing? Look, man, you can't back, you don't have infinite amount of pitchers. And there's also they are major league players. They're not perfect. You know, one or two batters, you know, the other side's trying to, can you know, cannot work out, cannot look good. But if you backed up every single guy that got into trouble, you would never, you guys would be pitching.
It's the worst idea you ever had. No, you do not want that. You do not.
I mean, I don't think we do. I mean, I don't know.
No, you don't. You know.
You know.
Okay. I think I do. yeah, but I mean, I get it, you know. So you look, you evaluate, you see it. You're not blind to it either. That's the other part of it that, you know, it got to a point. But, you know, guys, clearly, whether it's offensively, you know, or pitching, you know, they have track records. They're big league players. The game is hard. And, you know, a lot of times, and most of the time, they do figure it out. They do make a pitch. And then sometimes they, you know, they make a pitch and the guy puts a swing on it, you know, or the guy's making good pitches and it's harder to put good swings on it, you know. And so, you know, there's some grace with that. And, you know, in Robert's case, I mean, yeah, he, of course you expect him to be able to find it. He had a little more trouble for the first time in, you know, almost since he's been here. And then once you recognize he got to a certain point, you make an adjustment.
Yeah.
And we did.
love, love, love what we're seeing from Manny and Toddy right now. They're both looking like MVPs. Well, I mean, Jackson is too, but I want to focus on Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado for a second. Not just the walk-off home run, that's great, the big hits, but when you look at, and people have kind of pointed this out, the numbers, what they're both doing well is chasing less pitches outside the zone and, you know, not going after those sliders. I imagine much easier said than done, but you know, what is it that they kind of work on to try to identify those pitches? And you see those guys get locked in when they're not reaching at those pitches. And you know, what's your observation as manager on that?
Probably a couple things. I mean, yeah, they're exceptional talents. Both are having and are capable of having MVP type seasons, and I'm happy for them. I know the work they put in, you know, and it is easier said than done. You know, the reason why is probably a combination of things. They could probably answer better from my perspective. You know, part of it is you know, both of these guys have rightfully and understandably been signed to big deals with big expectations. And one of the things that I have the privilege, but sometimes people don't necessarily want to hear, and I get it, is what comes with those expectations. And yeah, you're paid for them. And look, nobody's running from it. They actually run to it. But when you do run to it and you do want it, whether it be for the city or, you know, Peter Sauer or Peter Sauer's legacy or your teammates or, you know, some combination thereof, and other things, you know, you can tend to try to do too much and try to, you know, make it happen on your own. And so you try to do more than maybe you should at times. And I feel like both those guys are in a sweet spot, where they can just, you know they can just put their piece in, and their piece is very good, clearly. And take what the game gives them and know that other people around them will also contribute. And that's a good feeling. So, that's you know, the vantage point from my seat. I love them to death. And, you know, that's the way I kind of see it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schild, here on Bennett Woods this morning. Really, really nice to see you, Darvish, pitch again and pitch well. You're touching, I think, what, 97 at one point and sitting around 95 and five-pitch mix, which is about nine pitches less than he normally throws. So, you know, for you, to get you, Darvish, back, any idea what you guys are thinking about, you know, as far as the rotation goes? Is a six-man rotation in the future, or are you guys just going to kind of play it by ear?
We haven't thought a lick about it.
Okay. Asked and answered.
I'm kidding.
All right. Well, wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise you.
No, I mean, like, that you're not worried about
it now.
Well,
you're such a one-game-at-a-time
guy. You're a game-at-a-time
guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
You kind of throw us off sometimes,
Mike. That's right. Like, like, we'll worry about it when he's ready to go. And then, you know, like, because we always say baseball, unfortunately, sometimes it has a way of working itself out. You're like, we have 12 pitchers in spring training. And the next thing you know, like, Seven guys go down, we got five guys. And that's just the way that a baseball works. Obviously, you don't want anybody to get hurt. Everybody's throwing the ball really well. But, you know, looking down the road, it's like, hey, we've got another guy that can come in and help us win ball games and, you know, take some heat off the bullpen.
Yeah, that's the key to it. So, you know, you mentioned about, and yeah, we thought about it. We haven't made any final decisions. We're still waiting on, you know, how Darvish is going to recover and how he feels and what the next steps are. So, you know, it's you know, you have your thoughts around what that could possibly look like, but there's still moving parts to it. You know, use recovery being one of them, what his next steps are being a factor. You know, there are other factors. The schedule is a little bit of a factor. You know, you talk about taking care of the bullpen. I really don't think it takes care of the bullpen to have one less guy down there.
That's true. That's true.
Especially, you know, we're going to get through, you know, this three-game series, have a day off, and then we're going to have fewer days off. We've been, you know, fortunate to have that. You know, but, you know, we'll always evaluate any and all of it and see where it lands.
Last season, Mike, this is, by the way, our manager's report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Last season, you got some big dividends, being patient with a couple of veterans who got off to slow starts. Kyle Higashioka was off to a really slow start, first month and a half, ended up with a huge role for your team. David Peralta didn't do much when he first joined the club, but stuck with him, and he ended up playing a big role. And I'm asking, of course, about Jason Hayward, off to a slow start. Obviously, we love him. Great guy. We met him a few times in the clubhouse. He's fantastic. He's been playing well defensively, but the offense isn't going. As a manager, how do you balance, like, patience, wanting to get a guy going, knowing he can help you in the future versus current production? I know, you know, you gave Brandon Lockridge a start on Wednesday. I'm sure that's got to be one of the toughest dilemmas that you face over the course of a season.
It's just part of the gig. And, you know, I also look at it more holistically than perhaps others do and how they evaluate it. And I also have the privilege of being able to be around Jason and see the contributions and, again, look at the game in a more holistic manner. To see where the contributions come from to help us shake hands, you know, and offensive production is definitely one of them. I'm not ignoring that clearly, but there are other variables that you look at. You know, if you look at this big picture with you know, guys that have some dirt in their spikes, you know, like the Higgies and Peraltas and now Jason Haywards, there's a reason they got the dirt, because they performed and performed in a lot of different ways. You know, in Jason's case, if you look up, Jason Hayward's basically been on a winning team since he was 8 years old. He's a very high character, high baseball IQ, great energy, sees the game very well, you know, brings a lot of intangibles that will never be quantified on anybody's spreadsheet. But the spreadsheet is important. I don't alibi that. But the point I'm getting at is, you know, Jason does bring intangibles that are real to our clubhouse and to our team and to our pregame and during the game and how we see the game and helping guys, you know, see defensive positioning, which, you know, I don't believe anybody's brought up. Maybe they have the four plus defensive plays that he made in Colorado that allowed, you know, us to get out of innings and keep starters in longer and save our bullpen or save some opportunities for some runs on the other side that really mattered and some other areas too. And that was based on his talent, but also based on his anticipation, his positioning, you know, and his experience. I see those things. And so, you know, there's value in that. You know, as far as, you know, what it looks like moving forward, it, you know, look, you know, similar to like looked like Wednesday. We'll look to see what the lineup looks like, what the opposing pitcher looks like, what the matchups look like, and we'll take our best shot at and putting them in the right position to give us the best chance to succeed.
Your starting pitcher tonight is such an interesting guy. And again, I mean, watching that masterful performance in Colorado, it's like winning. It's like pitching 18 innings somewhere else. Not only is there altitude and your pitches don't do what they normally do, but he's sitting for 20 minutes at a time, Schilty, because the offense is absolutely cracking. And then he's got to go out and refocus and to throw a complete game shutout at Colorado. Like, I don't know. You should get two wins for that. In my opinion, he is such an interesting guy. What can you tell us about Stephen Kolick? You know, I know he didn't make the club out of spring training. You said he took that really well, went down and worked on his craft. Expecting kind of big things from him now based on what I've seen.
Expecting him to continue to move forward. You know, I mean, we just expect the most out of what their abilities are that day and, you know, every day. And you know, Stephen did. He took it the right way in a sense of, you know, it's a competitive starting rotation, and that's what we went with. And, you know, he went down and he continued to work on some things that we felt like were important to him and the ability to come back up and be a starter in the big leagues. And to his credit, he was able to do that. And so, you know, what the expectation is consistency. It's more of the same. You know, he's got really good weapons. I think that's very, very clear. You know, what he did was really impressive in Colorado, not only, you know, in the environment a little bit, but I loved it about the environment because it's interesting. Like, oh gosh, Colorado. Well, I've seen 2-1 games there.
Yeah.
I've seen 3-1 games there.
It's true.
I've seen guys pitch well. It's not like it can't happen. I love the mentality he had. He went in and he attacked. And I think that's important. And also, you know, being able to stay locked in and with a lot of long innings, which we always love on the offensive side, and going out and still attacking was really, really impressive. And he deserved a lot of credit for that. And it was really impressive, you know, performance by Steven. And, you know, now it's, you know, go do it again, you know, not to the complete game status, but, you know, go attack, be able to, you know, use your pitches in the zone. He's got really good pitches, and I love when he's able to, you know, command his pitches and control counts with the stuff he has. I mean, he's able to maintain his velocity later in games, obviously, and, you know, he's got a four-seamer. He's got a really good two-seamer, get guys on the ground. He's got the cutter, and, you know, he's got it, you know, through some real change-ups that have come into play that he worked on in AAA at the end of spring training. So, you know, that's, you know, just more of the same.
Well, that's a big one. Vetter Cup is here. I know you're probably very excited about the Vetter Cup, Seattle against San Diego. I got to ask you, I mean, Pearl Jam fan or no? I think I know the answer. You've surprised me before.
So what do you got if you're going to make your assumption?
My assumption is no.
Pourquoi?
Because I've asked you about music before, and you listen to like Alan. I mean, you can listen to both. I listen to Alan Jackson, too, and I also love Pearl Jam.
Okay. I appreciate all good music, and I think Pearl Jam put out some really good music.
All right.
So I you know, am I like, do I have a t-shirt and a poster? I don't.
I have a shirt for you. If you want one, I can bring you a Pearl Jam shirt.
That'd be great. I'd wear it. I'm always grateful of anything that people give out of the goodness of their heart.
Done. It's done, and it's done.
Good luck this weekend, Mike.
Thanks, you. Do you still have your Benin Woods t-shirt?
Yeah, because I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen it on you.
Well, I mean, I wear Padres gear. If you guys want to go to a lunch date and I'll wear it, that'd be great.
Yes, right, anytime. On. Anytime. P.F. Chang's. P.F. Chang's again. We'll try again. Anytime, brother. Thank you.
Have a good weekend, man.
All right, guys. Y'all take care.
Thanks,
there he is, the manager's report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
He hit me with the porquet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.